Yo, this your boy Juss, and I'm here with my homie, the man that makes the music, the man behind the beats, Mr. Jalen himself. What's good, homie?
What's good, man? Just chilling, man.
Just chilling. I know we were cracking jokes off air before we started this, but yo, hip hop. I know it's big for you, it's big for me. They just celebrated 50 years of hip hop, documented. I'm sure that there's been hip hop before it was actually documented, so I don't know. It's probably, to me, I feel like it's been around even the disco era, right? But I think officially, officially they had it. So I think it was like what that big park, that one time at the park with Kool Herc and all them. I think that was like when they solidified this is the day. So
This is the day.
this is the day. So if anyone really wants to know, that's the reason why they had it on that date, August 11th, because when they had that big park and the hip hop. So. But listen, hip hop, when did you discover hip hop, man?
It's really three phases.
Okay.
And initially, the first phase is, childhood. Just being around the house, my parents, really my mom, mostly my mom. Like my dad didn't
Okay.
really listen to hip hop like that.
Okay.
Or I mean she didn't either, but like stuff like salt and pepper. I guess you could say MC Hammer. I mean
Yeah,
technically.
hey, MC Hammer had his time,
Yeah, he
man.
had
He
his
had his
time.
time.
That was when everyone was clean and
Dude,
everything.
you can't tell me that people that perform today took inspiration. Like Black Eyed Peas, they take a lot of stuff from MC Hammer's performance.
Exactly.
Missy
Let's see,
Elliott, you know,
Grandmaster
so.
Flash. I had stuff like that. Sugar Hill
Okay.
Gang.
Hey,
I would hear
okay.
stuff like that. And then like the second wave was like MTV, like Yo MTV Raps, stuff
Yes,
like
yes,
that.
yes, yes.
And local radio, they kind of started playing more hip hop like in the mid 90s or whatever. I mean, that and then the third phase is probably the biggest. My older sister and her boyfriend, now her husband, they kind of put
Okay.
me on to like the hip hop with the like the parental advisory sticker on it, like so like early teenage years or whatever. So well, like I remember like ingrained in my brain is Dark and Hell is Hot, Jay-Z's
Oh my.
second and third volume. And what's it's one more that it's, she used to run into the ground.
From that era?
Yeah, that era.
Okay.
And Mystical's album, Let's Get Ready, the one with Danger and
Oh
all that. Yeah, all them, those three were like ingrained in like my middle school years. And
Well,
so
the Block is Hot? Was the Block is Hot? Was that playing with you in your
yeah,
crib or
like
okay?
in the on the like Hot Boys,
Yeah, Hot Boys, yeah.
No Limit,
No Limit,
a lot
right?
of Outkast. I
Of
would hear
course, of
some
course.
like some Scarface and Ghetto Boys, stuff like that.
Of course.
Because I'm from South Carolina, so and then I would hear like some local stuff. I won't get into that because if I said the names of the local rappers around here, nobody knows them. I hate it because there's some talent around here,
No, there
but
is.
but those are really the three phases as far
Okay.
as when I got into it. How about you though? Like, when did you discover like this is just mind blowing?
Well, just like you, like obviously, yeah, when you're a kid, you don't know what's what, right? You know, you're hearing, you know, hip hop, hip it to the hip hop. You're just thinking like, okay, that's just a song, but then realizing later that's the first like, you know, radio played hip hop song. But like, yeah, I mean, MTV had a lot to influence with it too, because like, you know, everyone always talks about Yo MTV Raps, right? But MTV Jams, which
MTV
came
Jams.
after, would sometimes be the host be Bell Bellamy, right? Shout out to B Bellamy. Those the music that was in there, because at that time, like it was going from the like, you know, the late 80s, like early 90s hip hop, right, into more of like my favorite version would be like the more backpack type of rappers, like, you know, Tribe, De La Soul, you know,
Like
Brand Newbie.
it went from like the in your face like Run DMC to
Yeah.
like the laid back like Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, kind of like, you know
Yes,
what I mean?
yeah.
That noticed that they had a microphone and they didn't have to scream into
Right, they
it,
could
you know
actually
what I
be
mean?
like they actually could be real lyricists, you know what I'm saying? And so like that always caught my attention because like I just like the way they flow. And I was like, man, Q-Tip, that's that guy from that what's the name of that song? Like Groove is in the House.
Groove is in,
Yeah, and I always liked that dude's rhymes. And then later when I found out that he was part of a group, that only got me into like liking them. then obviously like seeing like all the videos for Wu-Tang and Puff, Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac, that got me more into like buying those like albums. Now the problem is when you're young, right? At that time, you can't just go pick up a Parental Advisory, you know, kind of have to have a parent with you, whatever. But at the Sam Goody, I don't know if, do you remember Sam Goody's? Okay, so at the Sam Goody's, there always be like this teenager, right? So every time my mom worked at the hospital down the street, she would always drop me off sometimes and we'd just walk around. Every time I went, she would always just let me buy it.
Oh, word.
And then she would put me on to like, you know, oh, check out this artist. If you like, you know, if you like them, then you might like Kwame or whatever, you know, like for people who don't remember Kwame, you know, Kwame had his moment, you know, so he had his moment, you know. And so, like, if you don't like that, check out the new Nas album. So, like, they put me on to that thing. And you remember Sam Goody's? This is the thing I kind of miss. They had the thing where you could preview an album. Remember that, bro? Bro,
You get like 20 seconds
yeah,
of
20 seconds. Yo, I listened, I previewed L Communication so many
Oh,
times. I'm like, yo, I'm just buying this now, you know?
like people be listening to it and you start rapping to it and you only know that snippet because that's all you never heard.
I was like, yo, I was like damn burning the headphones to the Violator. Remember Violator when they had all the people on Violator?
Yeah. What was
I
that
was
one
like,
song? That
yo.
Fatty Girl?
Fatty Girl, Q-Tip was on there, Busta
Yeah.
Rhymes was on there,
Yeah. And LL was on there, I think.
LL was on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was front, you know, he had to put front and center in
Front
that
and center.
little like picture that they
Had a
had in the
full movie.
album.
Yeah.
But yeah, like those to me, those are like the most like I guess you could say comfort times. Like when I'm thinking about hip hop, is going to the mall at Sam Goody's and getting the
Yeah.
albums and stuff, and then like. You know, it's so funny because I don't know. I at your house, it seems like, you know, everyone knew about hip hop, right?
Yeah.
But for me, it was
Or,
a little bit
at the time,
different.
it was just like music.
Right.
You know what
For
I mean?
me, it
And
was a
that
little bit different because, like,
yeah.
you know, when you're hearing, like, you know, moving like Volume 2, Hard Knock Life,
Yeah.
and some of the skits, you know what I'm saying, are like not, you know, not the best. You know, I
Yeah.
was like, well, I think I had to go get, especially on Ready to Die, all those skits in there, like,
Oh,
yo, my God.
yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I think it's time for me to get headphones, you know? And
Yeah,
then,
and that was the thing because my dad, he was like both my parents. I gotta give them the props. Like they were never like censor. They would never like censor my music. Like my mom, she would listen to some of it with me. Like if it got too out of hand, she'd be like, "Okay, that's enough." But my dad, he'd be like, "I don't care what you listen to, as long as I ain't gotta hear that mess. Like y'all taking my music, you taking the music I grew up on, and y'all just adding this other stuff to it. I don't want to hear it." So.
like you're, he's like, Dad, I want you to hear this. What is this? It's Busta Rhymes. I want to hear
Like,
that. And I was like, oh.
what is the He like, click.
It's like, damn,
Take
this whole
a
song is just make him say, oh, like Master P, who's that?
ain't even try that, man. But
Like, damn.
yeah.
But those are the times, like for me, like and like and then figuring out, like when you go to school, like seeing what other people like too. That was kind of also the fun of it too. It's like, oh, you like Wu-Tang or you like Bone Thugs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man! When Bone Thugs came out, everyone was
Oh
like,
man.
that was everywhere because you know they're from Ohio,
Ohio. So that ain't
so
too
you know
far
the
from y'all.
Midwest exactly. So
Yeah.
that sound was always like you could hear it. Like I remember when they were just starting out and like people were getting into their first album. But man, when
Yeah.
Crossroads came out, it was like it blew up.
Oh man. I remember seeing that video on MTV and it creeped me out, man.
Dude,
It's like
didn't it? Like my
Yeah,
gosh,
man.
man. Like talk about dying. And then like
He touched it like when death came and touched his forehead, his eyes went
oh
black. I was like, okay, somebody find a
yeah. I'm like, why did it have to be so real? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I said, man, I don't even want to see this no
Right, for real. And then
more. Yeah.
yeah, but all that type of stuff was like, oh, always had an influence on me for sure. Now, we talk we, the way we're gonna do it, talk about hip hop is just like the shit that we like, obviously, right? So like would you say like when you're when you first get into hip hop, there's a certain kind of hip hop you like, right? Now that you're an adult, is there something like you appreciate now, or that you find out that like you're into more of this type of hip hop more than what you were when you were younger?
Young, well, I listen regional stuff. I listened to when I was young, like before I could form my own opinion. I was listening to more of the stuff down here. Like, now I never left Outkast. That's still like
That's still like
end
your
all
number
be
one.
all.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. For
But
sure.
some of the other stuff I kind of moved away, especially during like the whole East Coast, West Coast. I don't know why, but I definitely like identified more with the West Coast music. I don't know if it was just the groove was a little more soulful. I don't know. Cause it had a G funk, I think is what I like. Cause like I heard a lot of that in my house. So I guess maybe I kind of identify with that
You
more. I don't
sway
know.
that way, yeah.
Yeah. So but now don't get me wrong, I did like some of the Biggie stuff too.
You're right.
But I got a Biggie poster with the crown right here beside me,
Oh, you got
actually.
the when it's leaning?
With a crown tilt. Yeah. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. But as of now, I listen to more underground stuff. I can't really get down with the like the new sound of hip hop. I'm sounding like an old man. But I kind of go through waves because like when I was in high school and getting out of high school, I was like super like underground, strict hip hop's gotta sound like this. It's gotta be like soulful and it's gotta have this and that. And then when I got a little older, I was like, well, I appreciate the more fun stuff now. Like I was super anti like Soulja and all that. And like the Snap Movement. You remember the Snap Movement?
Yeah, you're talking about
Them Franchise
Soulja
Boys and
Boy,
all.
Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Like I was super like, don't play that. If I give you the aux and I hear that, I'm snatching the aux from you and we're gonna
One of
put
the
some
East Side
Common on.
Boys and Little John.
Yeah, I'll listen to Lil Jon down. But oh yeah, we had a lot of Lil Jon down here. Pastor Troy, we were listening to a lot of Pastor
Pastor
Troy
Troy,
down here.
okay. Well, the
Like
festival that we almost went to,
we almost went to that,
them
yeah.
Franchise Boys and Trillville and all that. Yeah.
Little Scrappy, all of
Little
that.
Scrappy.
Yeah, like I did like some of that music, but like the dance and stuff wasn't really for me. But like when I got a little older, I learned to appreciate it. So I kind of go back and forth. But now, if I gotta say something newer that I like, it's probably like Griselda and like that new wave of old sounding hip hop, I guess
Okay,
I can
I
say.
got you. I got you. I
Yeah.
got you. Yeah, because like that seems to be the discourse with a lot of hip hop heads. It's like, I guess the cutoff. Well, I mean, me personally, I think the cutoff is like 2010. I think that's the cutoff with certain like hip hop heads, right? Because like I feel like the new school era of hip hop kind of started in 2010 and then on forward, right? So like. To me personally, I can never be like, oh, I don't like the new hip hop or whatever, because I always try to be in the loop of what's going on. But I do know what they're saying, and something that we talked about off air is that, like the mega times that somebody sampled something is like beginning to be like redundant now, you know? I mean, you just that dude that did that, I forgot his name, but you know he has that line with the big t-shirt, Billie Eilish, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he used
The
Nori's,
Nori beat.
the Nori beat, right? And I'm like, what was wrong with the Nori beat? Like the Nori beat was fine by itself, you know? Like
Now, don't get me wrong. It's still some new artists that I like, newer artists. They few and far between. Like newer artists, I know I like JID.
JID, okay.
I feel like he could have fit like right now. If he was himself right now, he could fit into the Dungeon Family. Like I could hear him being in that era.
With
You
that
know what I
crew.
mean? Yeah. So, but like him, like I said earlier, Griselda, Stove God, Rome Streets, Boldy James. I still listen to the like if the cool kids drop something tomorrow,
Oh my
I would still
gosh.
listen
Woo! See,
to
that is a group. That is a group
it.
that I like, them and Kids in the Hall. Like
Yeah. Yeah, I
those
remember Kids in the
Dude,
Hall.
those two groups, like I felt like was like the evolution of what like the Native Tongues movement was in
Yeah.
the 90s. Like,
Right.
and it's kind of funny because like Chicago had that wave of like they had Kanye, the good music thing was popping, Lupe was
Yeah,
popping, and
Common
then
and
now
all
you had
them,
these younger
Lupe, yeah.
guys coming out with the Cool
Like
Kids
Drill,
and all
right?
right, And like the whole black, the that song Black Mags. I mean, dude, for anyone who had a dino or wanted a dino, like, bro, like that song still hits.
Yeah, I remember that album, man. Was it the Bake Shop?
I think it was the Bake Shop. Yeah, I think it was the Bake Shop.
That whole like, I was even trying to like not mimic, but I was influenced by them in that era.
Yeah,
I was trying to make like old sound and stuff. I'm like, this ain't me. So
that era was really good. And I know we talked about a little bit about the new school, but like, you know, Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
Right. Does he count as someone that's in the new school, or is he like just makes the cutoff? Just
makes the cutoff. I think he's an elder new school.
Right.
Because that was what, like, well, no, because that was after 2010, if I remember. It was like 2010.
Well, he got his big thing after 2010, but I know he got his Grammy and stuff. Like,
that was
maybe you're right. Maybe it was 2010, after 2010. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because, like, the whole Odd Future with him and that whole collective,
they were massive.
Had a little run. Yeah, they had a run.
They already had clothes, you know what I'm saying? They already had like a whole deal.
They did it the right way, man.
Oh my gosh, man, dude, they had like their YouTube TV channel shows. And
Lord of Squad was insane.
Oh my gosh, I think they even weren't they featured in like in a Cartoon Network episode or something? I forgot what it was.
I can't remember what it was. God, what was that? But I know it was,
but yeah, they were on something. And then okay, for me, like the new hip hop people I kind of listen to, like Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Like Lil Yachty. I mean, there's some things I like. I mean,
there's some of his stuff. I like that one song with Broccoli. I don't know what it was about that song. But that song.
Broccoli,
I forgot
the name of the song, but I think so.
Yeah, drum. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
But there's that, he has that song like It's Colder in Minnesota. You know the song? Colder
I remember
Minnesota.
That.
Yeah, that song.
Yeah,
I think they used it in a Sprite commercial.
I think so.
Yeah, him. Remember Schoolboy Crew? Schoolboy.
Schoolboy. Like that whole era, like Schoolboy, Absol.
Yeah,
obviously Kendrick. Like Kendrick is starting to be on my list. Mm-hmm, like that list. But who's J-Rock?
Because they had that joint Collard Greens that came out. Yeah. And that still hits to me.
It still hits. I don't know why TDE takes so long to drop stuff, and I know Kendrick ain't with them no more. But they take forever to drop music.
The thing is because like waiting on for their next collaboration, like, it took a long time, and then waiting for this other one, it's like, yo, it's been like 3 years, man. You know, it's been way too long. J. Cole and Kendrick, like you mentioned, are some new ones.
Yeah,
but yeah, all those new guys, I feel like you can't really put the new artists and just kind of like, you know, not shit on them, but not give them a try. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of new guys out there. Like, obviously the Mac Miller.
Yeah. Oh man.
Mac Miller.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace to Magoo. Reason I'm gonna say that is because it's a lot of fake love. Like when Magoo was alive, everybody was talking so much trash about he was the worst rapper ever. And now all of a sudden they like him. They did the same thing with Mac Miller, man.
Really?
Like, not the worst, but like I remember Mac Miller dropped the same day something big dropped.
Okay.
And people were talking trash and they're like, we not listening to that. And then next thing I know, when he passed away, everybody want to have
their feels. Well, see, it's funny because like Mac Miller, I heard about him before, but not to get a little like personal, but I had gallbladder surgery, right?
Okay.
And right before the surgery, I was like thinking like, man, what's gonna happen? But you know, you just have a weird mental analysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was flipping through the TV, and remember Mac Miller had that show on MTV. Mm-hmm. And dude, that show got me laughing with him and his parents and everything like that.
And
this whole thing, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna check this dude out. And so I checked out his music from that point on. You can't tell me nothing, man. I've been a Mac Miller guy ever since that time. You know?
Yeah, I like, cause like I wasn't like the biggest fan, like but I know he was talented and he was starting to grow into a better artist, like all around artist. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, like I can't remember it was Good Morning, maybe. was the one I remember. Good Morning and okay. Faces, I think, were the two EPs of his that I liked. Yes. And then I went back and listened to the to his last one, and yeah, he had some stuff, especially his stuff when he collaborated with Thundercat.
Yes. Yes, I think like Hurt Feelings, Self Care, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
like, those were all dope. I think I know what you're talking about. I think when he had the song with Ariana Grande, and it was such a like a teeny bop type single.
Uh huh.
But the thing is, like, they were dating at the time, so it's like, of course they're gonna put something out together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of like got people to like, oh, he's just a teeny bop type of artist, not thinking you know that he was serious. Yeah. Because he helped a lot of dudes on the way.
He did.
Like, do you remember that guy? See, I listened to him. Do you know Kyle or like Super Duper Kyle?
He goes. I remember Kyle. Yeah, he had that song. I don't know a lot about him, but I do know.
Okay, he had a song with like Kalani. He has a couple songs with them. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
he would fit in the Kwame style.
Got you. Okay. Like,
I know. People laugh, but Fresh Prince Will.
Yeah.
He had some bars. For that 80s vibe.
And you ain't gonna tell me Summertime is still like the summer anthem.
See, the thing is, like, people always go, oh, Fresh Prince Summertime. But yo, parents don't understand.
Parents don't understand. Yeah.
Was the Grammy winner, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then remember, he also had Nightmare on My Street, which he got sued for. He got sued for that.
Oh,
I don't know if you know that.
I didn't even realize that.
Okay, so like sidebar. So Nightmare on My Street, which is the you know, play on Freddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right. New Line was suing him for that because they use a sample of the soundtrack, the music, right?
Yeah.
So they were suing Prince and Jazzy for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. So while they are coming to an agreement, New Line then comes in and says, would you want to do a movie with us? And DJ Jazzy Jeff was like, hell no, you suing us. And you're now you want us to do a movie with you? No. Guess what that movie came out to be?
What?
House Party.
No.
Yes.
Wow. I couldn't imagine them being on House Party. No way.
Because you remember Kid and Play were just popping off at that time.
Yeah.
Like in like the late 80s into the 90s.
Yeah.
So they offered that to Kid and Play. Ain't that crazy?
I think that's a better fit, though. Looking back, I mean,
looking back, yeah.
But you can't really say that without seeing them in it. But I feel like that just it was the right place.
Yeah,
right
for time. What House Party was, and Kid and Play were like the perfect age because they were still young. You know, I think Will and Jed, they're like adults.
They were getting up there a little bit. Yeah.
they were like 25, 28.
Yeah. that was the right place, right time.
Yeah. So yeah, sidebar. But yeah. You were talking about like hip hop albums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had to listen to five albums, right, for your entire life.
Oh man.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be? See, I can only think of three right now because I always interchange them.
I got a lot of them, right?
Okay.
So five is going to be hard, but I'll try.
Yeah. If you could just say for right now, in the moment, right now.
Right now, in the moment. Blueprint.
Okay. Can't go wrong with that.
Common B.
Of course. Come on. Come on.
I don't want to be like somebody who grew up in the early 2000s. I want to kind of sprinkle in some newer and older stuff too.
Okay.
The Pimp a Butterfly.
Pimp a Butterfly. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Kind of goes listening. With the B thing. Kind of goes with Tom and the B. Yeah.
The Listening by Lil Brother. That's number four.
Okay. 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 Got some deep cuts now.
Yeah. man, we'll talk about Lil Brother later.
That's it in the crate, man. Oh,
yeah. Man, what's number five? I guess ATL is by Outkast. Cause I was gonna say enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Yeah. I was gonna say 36 Chambers, but I don't know if I had to say 36 Chambers, I might have to get rid of B. But that's just like one of them gonna be on the bench.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, as much as, because I mean, for the record, I love Tribe and I love Wu, right?
Yeah.
But I also know listening to 36 Chambers can also be a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Especially if your next album is gonna be Blueprint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot to take in. You need one in the middle to kind of like cool down a little bit, but still be, you know, give it.
You know what would be my cool down album?
What's that?
Donuts.
Oh, okay. Okay, Donuts. Yeah, that's real chill. Yeah. Real chill.
Yeah.
Real chill. Kind of goes with the Butterfly album too, you know.
Yeah.
Well, for me, okay, so I know I mentioned earlier the Love Movement by Tribe Called Quest is gonna be on there. I always play around which MF Doom album I'm gonna have. Is it gonna be Operation Doomsday or is it gonna be Food, the deluxe version?
Yeah.
And I think like I'm gonna have to, Hoe Cakes. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my favorite albums from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't, you know, pass it up. So Food is going to be on there. MF Doom. See, now this is hard. You know, I'm going to let you pick this one, right? I'm going to let you pick my third one. Okay.
Okay.
From Ye's catalog. Okay. You're going to, it's between Black Twisted Fantasy or Late Registration.
Late registration? To me. Now, I know how monumental that everybody says the Dark Twisted Fantasy was. Uh-huh. It was a great album. But I still like Graduation. And I still like...
Late Registration, you mean? College Dropout?
No. I like College Dropout. And... I'm seeing the one with the bear flying. Oh,
that's,
God.
That's Graduation.
Graduation.
Yeah, yeah.
Graduation and College Dropout are still my two favorite. From Kanye.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Late Registration. Just because, like, Dark Twisted Fantasy, you're right, is a phenomenal album. But the thing is, like, was it good because the last one was so bad, you know? I mean, well, I know 808 was good. Hold on. 808 was good, but it was so experimental.
It was experimental. So for the time, it was like, I wanted to hear some soul beats. Where the samples at?
Yeah.
You got all these weird noises.
Yeah. Even now, like, you know, RoboCop and all that.
Yeah.
You know, that still hits, but, you know.
And I still don't know why, but was it Streetlights?
Streetlights,
I just be sitting there listening. I get my feels. So I was like, man, I don't know why I feel this song like this, but I just feel it.
Because he painted the picture so perfect, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Late Registration. Okay, it's like I love
Late
Movement,
Registration.
Food, Late Registration. Okay. Then, of course, I got to go 36 Chambers.
Yeah.
Right, 36 Chambers. And
if
I have to go, I'm going to have to go Man in the Moon Part 1, Kid Cudi.
Nice.
Man in the Moon Part 1, Kid Cudi. Because I feel like Kid Cudi's great. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But I feel like that might be, like, you know how Usher has only one good album, Confessions?
You said that for real?
Listen, that's another conversation.
Okay.
But I feel like with Kid Cudi, even though he's had awesome albums, I feel... I feel Man in the Moon, the first
one
album.
And two. I think the first
one and
two.
Oh, the second one too now, yeah.
Yeah.
But the first one was still
up there. Yeah.
I think people still take that as an inspiration for a lot of their albums. And like, like especially Utopia and Astro World are all like birthed from those albums. So
yeah.
Like I feel like whatever ASAP Rocky and Travis Scott, all of them are on are like from that era. Because they're all from that era.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because he blended a lot of different styles to make his style.
Yeah, it wasn't just like, hip hop. It was like rock and
it was
and
alternative,
classic. It was alternative, right?
Yeah, right. He had a lot of electronica because he had a song with MGMT or
Ratatat. They did like a remix of MGMT song, and then they did work on.
And then
one
he
of
had
his.
The one with Ratatat. Like he had some electronic rock sounding stuff on his stuff.
The what's it called? Mr. Ranger is all electronic rock. So yeah, shout out to Kid Cudi. People don't give him a lot of respect. Right?
Yeah, they don't. They because he's weird. You know what I mean? A lot of hip hop fans
all of Ye's people is weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that
Pusha T about the most normal person.
I feel like he's fronting. I feel like he's from, I know he plays real? Dungeons and Dragons. You know he's got to do something. You know he's got to be doing something, you know?
I was about to make a joke, and I don't even know how to, I don't even know how to talk about Dungeons and Dragons, so I can't even do
You know he be playing Magic the Gathering and shit, you know?
Probably so.
Something. He's got to be doing something, you know what I'm saying?
Something.
Yeah, because, you know, hanging around Pharrell and them, you can't just be normal, you know?
No.
So, but yeah,
Also,
those would be
shout out
my.
Chad Hugo. People always talk about Pharrell. I
Thank
want to shout out
you.
Chad Hugo.
Chad Hugo, man. He, 'cause like when they talk about the early days of Neptunes, like Nori and Justin and all them, when they were all coming up, like Chad was really the guy to piece. He was the architect, and Pharrell was like, he was the beat maker
The
too, but
face of it.
he had a lot, he had a lot of the ideas, you know.
Because you can tell the difference between a Pharrell beat and a Neptune's beat.
Oh,
I
1,000.
can.
Yeah, who? Well, oh, the, I mean, what was the Attack of the Clones? That's
Oh, the clones that
100%.
oh
Dude, that's another
man.
underrated
That's one of
album,
them
man.
ones.
That's another underrated album. That might be an honorable mention if I could just keep
Same.
one. Yeah, Attack of the Clones. 'Cause that, you know, I used to think that Violator was like one of the best like collaborative hip hop like albums with different MCs. But Attack of the Clones, I'm sorry, man, that blew that out of the water. You know what I'm saying? Like, because each beat was specific to that artist, you know, and each style was different, you know.
But it all worked together so well. It was all different, but it all worked. Man, the Neptunes were killing it that in that era.
Oh my gosh. I mean, dude, Light Your Ass Up on Fire, like the Busta Rhymes beat. Like, yo, my gosh.
And then he turned around and do the one with that R&B. I can't remember her name because she just kind of faded away. But it was Good Girl. It was, I think that was the name of the song.
Let me look it up.
Is it Vanessa Marquez or something like that?
They had some singers that they didn't evolve to having like real careers, you know?
And then I don't I know them and Khalees fell out and they had some bad business or whatever,
Oh
but
yes, dude. Yes.
yeah, so I don't know if that was going on behind the
Right.
scenes,
And the
but
people out here joking how Khalees is dating Bill Murray, like
Bill
what the
Murray.
Yeah, because Kells was on there. She was the popular thug with Nas.
Popular thought with Nas,
Yeah, she had that. Are you talking about Supercat? No, Supercat, no.
Supercat was on the reggae joint.
Oh, that's, oh, you don't, no, here, Vanessa Marquez.
Marquez,
Yeah, that's the one. Good Girl,
because
yeah.
I
That
just
was a
remember that
hit,
beat.
too.
Yes, that beat
Good
was so
Girl,
fun.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, uh-huh, yep.
but that whole album. And some of those songs aren't streaming. I don't know why.
No, yeah, so I'm, 'cause like I have
I
Apple
had the
Music.
CD.
You have the CD? Oh,
I
snap.
had
You got
it.
this. Oh, you had it.
Yeah, I don't know
Yeah,
where it
on
is.
Apple Music there's two songs that are
The
not
one with
cleared.
Snoop.
Snoop, Blow My Mind is not,
Yeah,
and
and that was like one of my favorite songs on there. If,
Nelly,
right?
If, yeah, if.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the ones that are not. But everything, you know, Blaze of Glory clips, come on, man.
Oh, look.
Oh,
Oh my God. All right, you're gonna get deep. They're gonna boot you off. You better get kicked off of
I
streaming.
can't, you know, copyrighted.
Right.
But
But
yeah, that album, yeah, Chad Hugo, shout out to Chad Hugo, unsung hero, you know what I'm saying? Since we're on the topic of producers, and you are a producer yourself, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, homie. What are
Appreciate it.
some of like the producers that inspire you? I know you mentioned J Dilla, of course.
Dilla, Alchemist,
Oh yeah.
Madlib,
Madlib, of course, Madlib.
Organized Noise.
Yes. You seen the documentary?
I still haven't seen it.
Oh,
You were telling me
okay.
about it. And you said it's on Netflix, right?
Netflix, yeah, Netflix,
I still gotta see that. Obviously, I would be lying if I didn't say Kanye, early
Yes.
Kanye.
Before Twitter, before Twitter Kanye.
Before Twitter and before experimental, like some of his stuff is still cool, but like early, like when he
Now
was chipmunking.
let's be clear. Amber Rose Kanye. Let's say
And
Amber Rose Kanye.
right before they like broke up was like,
Yes.
and then after that it kind of, because he Yeezus was after her, right?
Yes, Yeezus, I think, was after her, because I think Kim, when they started dating, was Game of Thrones time, right? Or
Yeah,
Watch of
when he
Thrones,
was
sorry, Game of
doing
Thrones,
Watch the
Watch of
Throne,
Thrones,
he
yeah.
was because he did the, was it White Dress on that
Yeah.
the soundtrack, the man with the, was it Iron Arms, or the one that RZA produced, that Quentin Tarantino movie?
What the hell's the name of
Kanye
that?
had a song at the end of that soundtrack, and I think he said that was about Kim, and I don't think they, I don't know if they were like together yet. But
Oh,
anyway, we're
okay.
getting on a whole tangent.
Yeah.
Him, the Neptunes, obviously. Really just anybody. I might even throw Lil Jon in there, honestly. Not
Yeah,
now,
okay. Well, not now.
but
Yeah.
like, because but when I was first starting, I wanted all the saws and all the 808s and the claps and the
Yeah.
perfect, like the perks and stuff. I wanted to be Lil Jon back in the day, man. Man, that's
Well, you know,
crazy.
the thing about Little John that people forget that he was in a band. He was in the high
Yeah.
school band, right?
Yeah,
He
he was
was
in the band.
right? And a
Yeah.
lot, and if you know hip hop history, like most of those guys end up being really good producers. I mean, Pharrell, I think, was
Yeah.
in a band too, right?
Pharrell and Chad.
Yeah, exactly. They were both in bands. So a lot of them go on to have like awesome careers.
I wish I remember how to play my saxophone. I might know how to play it if I could pick it up,
Oh, snap.
but that's, I think I left it. My sister and brother-in-law again. They're both bander at that way, they're both music teachers.
Are
So
they?
yeah, I left
Okay.
my saxophone at their house, and I hadn't seen it since. That was like 9 years ago.
Okay. I
So
didn't know you played that. All right. All
yeah.
right.
So yeah, shout out to band
Shout out to
nerds.
yeah, and I don't know if he wants his business out there, but Daryl was in the band too.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, so real quick, we talked about producers. What are some of your underrated MCs?
Oh, I got a list of those.
Okay. Because I feel like there's a lot that
Yeah.
goes uncredited. You know, everyone talks about like the top five. Obviously, you have like Jay and Nas and Biggie, Pac.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like in a bigger catalog, I feel like there's others that deserve to be mentioned. Like you said,
This is
Magoo.
gonna, yeah, hey, that's on my list too. This
Yeah.
is on my list. This is gonna sound crazy, but considering how big he was and still kind of is, Ludacris is still underrated to me as an
Oh,
MC
come on,
because he's
man.
so comedic. Like I was just watching a video today, and Ludacris was like, "People don't take me serious because I play around all the time." Like he making videos of big old arms and big old shoes and
Hanging
bigger, like,
upside down.
hey, yeah.
But
So I
to
mean,
me, like, he's the perfect like guy for video. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Like, cause he in the way he raps, I mean, when I move, you move just like that. Like
Yeah,
he paints the picture. So like
exactly. And he was saying, I don't remember where he said this, but he was saying, when he grew up, he was so specific and particular about how he enunciated when he rapped, because all he would hear is the older people saying, "I don't never know what them people saying when they rap. They rap all fast, you don't know what they're saying." He said, "So I always made it a point to enunciate when I rap so people can hear." And he's such a perfectionist about how he is when he raps. So
Right.
I appreciate him for that. And
And
I was,
he can rap on any beat.
yes, and you put a,
Any
you
beat.
and you free, like on freestyle, like you remember when he was in the basement?
Oh my
He always
gosh.
killed it in the
Dude,
basement,
Fat
man.
Rabbit, bro. Fat
Yeah.
Rabbit. Like
Yeah.
all the features that he was on, he had either the best line or like second to the best verse, but he had the best verse. I
Yeah.
mean,
He was gonna make sure he had something that
Holiday
stood
Inn,
out. Yeah.
he had the best
Yeah.
verse. Gossip Folk,
Yeah.
he has the best
Gossip
verse.
Folk.
Man, how you gonna have the
Man.
best verse than Missy Elliott, you
I know.
know?
He has, man. And then like all the, like on his album cuts when he was doing like the little freestyle thing with the beatboxing in the background,
Oh.
the mouthing off, and I can't remember the other one, but that's, but yeah, him, Little Brother. I know a lot of people
Little
know
brother, you
Little
mentioned
Brother,
him,
but I
yeah.
still don't feel that they get, they do respect, because I mean it was Funte, Big Pooh, and Ninth Wonder. Ninth Wonder ain't with them no more, but now
Yeah.
it's Funte and Big Pooh, and
That's who they all that's the when they talk about that group, they always just mention Ninth Wonder only mostly. You
yeah,
know,
and
like
Funte is really the best one out of that group, and I'm a Ninth Wonder fan. Like that's another one of my influences, but Funte is the one who made that group. Like as a matter of fact, I'll say it, Funte is Drake's father stylistically. Like he
Oh,
can rap and sing
okay. I never would have
and
thought
do
that
both
comparison,
better.
but Now yeah, I see it.
And
Now I
do
see
both
it.
better than him. But that's
Okay.
besides the point. Merce.
Oh my gosh, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know if you saw the Twitter that I put out, but when I went to Rock the Bells when they were smaller, I saw him perform, him and B.O.B.
Word.
Yeah, and this was like
That's
early,
crazy.
early, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget
It's funny you
this.
say that. We got a little small, I ain't even went in there, and like people say, I don't blame you, but we got a small venue. I think it's called Brooklyn Tavern. I don't even know if it's
Okay.
there anymore. In Columbia, I think that's technically where it is. But I hadn't been there, like, well, good, because if you have, you don't need no more tetanus shots, you don't need no more nothing. Because if you go in there, like, you immune to everything. But he had a show there, and I was supposed to go, but like, it was late, and I had to get up the next morning, so I didn't get to go.
Okay.
So, but yeah, him, Pharoah Monch,
Fairmont,
not enough people
yep.
talk about Pharoah Monch to me.
Fairmont, yep.
Sean Price, he used to be rock with Helter Skelter. Elzai, he was with why am I drawing a blank? Slum Village.
Yes.
Skyzoo, he was with, well, he was loosely kind of affiliated with the Justice League, with Ninth Wonder and Lil Brother and them. And I
Slum
know he's
Village, they
still
had
up.
that song, not the one with Kanye. They had another song.
Yeah, they had some stuff, because Dilla was with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of
That
the
might
other
have been,
song.
it might have been a Dilla song. I think it was a Slum Village
No,
song that I
yes.
was
No,
talking
you're right.
about.
You're right. You're right. Because I remember seeing the video. I have to look up the name, but I know what you're talking about.
But Elza has a he has a solo album, the Preface. If you haven't heard it, you need to hear it.
Okay.
It's like textbook, like rappity rap, but it's still a dope album. You need to
Okay,
hear that.
okay.
And he's up and coming still. It's a guy named, I think he out of Richmond, Virginia, Fly Anakin. He kind of got like a higher pitched voice.
Okay.
I think 2017, him and the Concept Jackson and Twame, I think, had like a joint album together. They were all in a collective, the Mutant, I think Mutant Academy, but I don't
Okay.
know if they're all together no more. But he's still doing his thing. I mean, they're all doing their thing. They're all kind of separate now. But Twame, he'll make like instrumental EPs and stuff and put them
Okay,
out.
okay.
So, but yeah.
They're still in the mix, you
Yeah, they
know.
still in the mix. They still kind of coming up. Because matter of fact, God, was it? I think it might have been Madlib that shouted Fly Anakin out. And they were at one point supposed to do something, and I don't know if it's just kind of waiting, kind of, on the shelf or
That's
what.
what happens sometimes. Like everyone had got projects, and then it just stops,
Yeah.
like for whatever
Yeah.
reason, you know, like something comes up or whatever. And sometimes that sucks, you know. But like, you know, whenever they get a
Yeah.
chance to do, I'm pretty sure it's dope. You know, you mentioned Little Brother, right?
Yeah.
And they're kind of like a, I guess you could say like under the radar type, right? So like
Yep.
one group out here that kind of reminds me of them. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you heard of them, but do you remember Po' Pimpin'?
Yes.
Okay. In the back of the Cali, I'm going. Yeah, do or die. Yes. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Matter of fact, like, was it 20, like 2000, before the
Cause
2010s,
that's old. That's like old. You know, I'm showing my age a
they
little bit.
had
I'm
some
showing.
more albums. They had some more
They do.
albums
They
like after that.
had some because I know that they had done stuff with other
They did some
people.
stuff. They did some stuff with Kanye.
They did some stuff with Kanye. I think they were
Yeah,
like
like when he was still making
background.
like them.
Yes, in the mixtapes, in the mixtape era, like when it was coming up. Yeah, because like I know that they had this stuff with Twister before the whole Rockefeller thing.
Shot Rock and all that.
Yes, that's why I couldn't think of the name. But yes, I didn't want to fucking like say some weird ass name. But yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking about, Shot Rock. Yeah. But yeah, like that's who I kind of remind them of. Is like li the Little Brother group kind of reminds me, you know. So I was like, yeah. For me, underrated MCs, and I know I joke about this man sometimes, just because he's just to me he's just not good live. you right. know. But on the on albums, he's good.
Yeah.
Mos Def.
Yeah. Okay?
Mos Def. On the albums, he's great. I don't mm-hmm. know if anyone's seen him live, but for me personally, I've seen him three times. The one time at Rock the Bells, where everybody's at. This man just held up a flag the entire set.
No.
Yes. Man, we were so glad to see Nas come out. Oh. Like, we were already glad to see Nas in the first place. But, man.
Yeah.
But, man, this guy just held up a flag. I understand. You know, he was doing a message. But I don't know what was really going on. But the whole set, man. Like, you didn't even do your songs. You didn't even do nothing from Black Star. Nothing.
Nothing.
No song, you know.
No Umi Says Nothing.
No, bro. Just nothing. You know.
Oh, that's messed up.
He said, rest in peace, J Dilla. Then he said his thing, held up the flag. And then that was it. Because.
That was it.
Oh, and then another time I seen him was at the MF Doom concert, mm-hmm. right?
Was it really MF Doom there?
So here's the thing. You remember how you know how MF does, right?
Yeah.
So he comes out, right? Uh-huh. MF comes out, and we're all like, "Yo, this guy sounds like Mos Def." The mask comes off. It's Mos Def.
Oh man!
Right? It's Mos Def. But then MF Doom comes out.
Yeah.
The real MF Doom comes out. I mean. So we hope, but it seemed like it was him because when he was speaking on the mic, like it was really his voice and shit.
Okay.
So it was really MF Doom, right? Nice. But after he performed MF Doom, so he just stood there. Like, I know you guys just did a thing, like the album just came out, like, what the hell, you know? And so like, so that was the other time. And then the other time was the same thing. He was just mm-hmm. kind of like, just trying to be a stand-up comedian in the middle of a set. Yeah. I forgot where we're at.
You think he just tried to do that to be different?
It's Mos Def. That's all. I mean, Mos is being Mos Def.
Yeah, because what is he? Yasiin Bey now?
Yasiin, yes.
Right. But me,
he's an underrated MC. I like Mos, you know what I'm saying? Another one I feel that doesn't get a lot of love, Five Dog for bringing sports and making it mix all together, you know, mm-hmm. Bono's this, Bono's that, Bono no Jack is the Bokeh rap, the, you know what I'm saying? A Funky Diabetic, I mean, you know what I'm saying? 5 foot assassin with a rough life business, you know, like.
Five had some, people slept on Five, man.
Oh, dude, anytime that he came, his first lines always hit, you know what I'm saying?
I know who I forgot.
Who's that?
Inspector Deck. Nobody can start a song like Inspector Deck.
I've been saying that for a long time, man.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for a long time. Yes, Inspector mm-hmm. Deck. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man.
But he was so good. He was really good. So Mos, what did I say? Fife.
Fife.
And then I gotta go with we were talking about Magoo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I always like that, like his deep froggy voice.
Yeah.
Kind of remind me of Q-Tip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
different.
But Magoo had a little edge on Q-Tip's flows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had a little more edge on and then another one I gotta say too is like, you know, the Beastie Boys as a collective.
Yeah.
You know, they had good flow. They had good flow. I feel like they don't get enough time to shine as well too.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're just weird, you know? Yeah.
And, especially when they got older and started having more rock influence stuff, like, with was it Sabotage and all that?
Yeah. They kind of went the alternative route a little bit. Yeah.
Which is cool. You know what I mean?
It's fine.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. But, I feel you with that. Because a lot of times you kind of forget that they kind of were big
mm-hmm.
into, like, bringing the Def Jam, putting the Def Jam flag up.
So. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they held it down too for Def Jam too when they had like nobody, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like when Run DMC stopped, right? Mm-hmm. And then like this is not Jay and them weren't even signed yet, but they held it down for them, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta say those are definitely like my underrated MCs.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah.
And then you had mentioned something, right? You had said something like
the perfect hip hop song.
Okay.
Like it's got the beat, It's got the actual lyrics. It's catchy. It's got a hook that kind of just gets stuck. And I'm glad that you said that, because Po Pimp was on that list.
Oh, okay.
To me, like, it just worked. Like, I was young when that dropped, but I was like, mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was talking about. Like, when I was rapping over that song,
and then
Twista came in.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Oh man, yeah, that's one.
Would you say
International Players Anthem?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, if it's any knock, it might be just a second too long. Cause you know, now people have to have songs that's like 2 minutes long.
Oh my gosh, dude! I mean, okay, I understand that for radio play, but like,
yeah, but it's the perfect song for me. How Andre came in, and then it just jumped right into Pimp C. Like,
it's like perfect, like, switch off too.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know how people feel about this Tupac song, but Round and Round.
Okay.
Because like, it's not the gangster rap that he's known for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, if you remember where he came from, that was the Digital Underground type sound.
Uh-huh.
And just to show that, like, yo, he can still rap that way and still, right, you know, talk about, you know, all the other stuff too.
If you're talking pop, Keep Your Head Up might be mine though.
Oh yeah, come on. I don't know. I forgot who was the one singing.
I forgot
the hook.
Who did the hook too.
Right. But yes. Yeah. Yeah. Especially that beat. You know.
Yeah.
Remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. Used to say that black was the thing to be.
That's
also a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Okay. So what about what was it called? What about Jay-Z? Right,
Song Cry for me.
Real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just got it all.
That
it's all there.
Blew me out though. I thought you were gonna say the death of Auto-Tune.
Well, yeah, that too. But like, okay, for me, cause like Song Cry, it's got the story, it's got the beat, it's got the hook. Like, it's just, it's, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I look at it anyway.
Okay. So my next one. So you brought up Song Cry. Like, that kind of threw me out of loop a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're not wrong. That does, you know, it does hit. But okay, I'm gonna bring a little bit old school. I have to give a mention. Slick Rick, another guy that doesn't get mentioned enough, right?
Yeah.
For me, like Children's Story.
Children's Story. Yeah.
You know, Mona Lisa. Yeah. Those songs. When you hear that, that's like the definition of like the origin of hip hop.
Of
hip hop, you know,
yeah.
Like, especially when he goes in, you know, saying "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the brushes of them all?" You know, like,
you know, Snoopy did that.
Yeah, he did that. I forgot what song he did that on, but
it was on Doggy Style.
Oh, it wasn't later. I thought later he did that too. Like later on, he kind of like.
I feel like he might have used that line again, but I think he like pretty much redid that whole song on Doggy Style.
I mean, let's be honest. Snoop is like the son of Slick Rick in a way. He's just more gangster.
He kind of got that laid back storytelling vibe.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, 1, 2, 3 into the door. That's the same thing as Lottie Dottie. We like to party. It's the same, you know.
I give you that, actually. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Just like, I kind of think like, now I'm going.
Whoa.
I feel like Ludacris is kind of like a Southern red man.
Well, I mean, listen. Yes, I wouldn't disagree with that. I wouldn't disagree with that, because Redman was also like killed every feature that he was on almost, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I beat it, you know.
He was comedic too. He was like real comedic. Animated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I'm not going to get mad at that. Yeah, for sure. I can't unsee that now.
Yeah.
Juicy obviously is another one that's like I won't say the perfect hip hop song, but it's like when you hear it, you know it's hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
Especially
today,
like,
was a good day.
Today, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Today is a good day. That's another good one too. Like, it's funny too, because like, I feel like what's missing nowadays is like the storytelling to some part. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know everyone can tell a story like when they're doing hip hop, but like these guys like really painted the picture, you know?
Mm-hmm. So much so that the people, it ended up being the wrong day, but they actually figured out what day he was talking about.
Wait, for real?
Like, yeah, like they said it was like
I've heard this theory, but somebody
like
actually
January or something. Yeah, it was like I can't remember when it was the actual day, but they because when it was like the Lakers beat
the Lakers
Supersonics
played
and all
the
that.
Supersonics.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and like that, like they had to be on this day is that he was talking about. He was like, "Nah, I was just rapping."
Yo, man, okay, people, come on now. Let's. That's like when they're talking about figuring out like when Tupac was gonna reappear.
Yeah,
Remember
like
they
6
were going
years
through all the
later.
clocks, like, yo, this
Yeah.
is too
Yeah,
much,
it was
man.
crazy. He never came back. Even
You
though
see
like
people was just waiting, just
you see people that look like him like walking on the street, they're like, "Oh no, that ain't Pop." Man.
Machiavelli? Z?
Like, "Oh man, that's
Oh no,
man,
that's
that's
not him.
Anthony Mackie."
No. Oh no. I wonder how Anthony Mackie feel about that, you know?
I
You
know.
go from Pac being the Captain America, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
crazy,
Like
ain't it? That's range, man. I ain't mad
the dude, you
at
know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. You went from playing a legendary rapper to just a
Yeah.
fake rapper on a Eighth Mile.
8 Mile. Yeah. Oh man, we went this long without saying that about Eminem. That's crazy.
Well, he's you talk about albums. Well, he's
No,
up
in
there. He's in
general.
top five.
Yeah.
You know, he's in top
Yeah.
five. I mean,
Yeah.
you know, like that's not. I mean, like for another hip hop episode, we could talk about like legends and
Yeah.
stuff like that. But
Yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
we already know how good M is.
Yeah.
I mean, if he just
Man.
left, you know, the Marshall Mathers LP, if he just stopped at that album, he'd be good. Because
Yeah.
I still listen to that till this day, you know,
Yeah. Yeah.
and
Same.
like those that one album is better than some people's catalogs, you know.
That's true.
And
That's true. Let me see what else I got. My mind, Mind Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys.
ooh, that's another
Yeah.
classic. You know, another
Yeah.
thing too, like they don't get their love sometimes
They
too,
don't.
you
Nah.
know.
Like I know people say Scarface, but they always kind of single him out. You know what I mean? I
Yeah,
feel like the
the
whole
other two
group should
guys.
get, yeah, like Bushwick and
Bushwick,
Willie
yeah,
should, yeah.
I'll never forget that album of him in the hospital, like that album
Yeah,
cover, and then
yeah.
finding out later, shout out Behind the Music, remember Behind the Music,
Oh yeah.
finding out that that was actually
That was
like at
actually
a
the,
hospital.
yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah, man. I learned a lot of stuff on that Behind Music. I
Oh
remember
man,
the
shout out to them. I missed that
what was it,
show.
the
That
Milli
was a good
Vanilli?
show.
Man. But we gonna get on a huge tangent if I start talking about Milli Vanilli. So,
Oh my gosh.
we
Oh
gonna keep
my
it
God.
strictly hip hop on this
Yeah, on
one.
this episode, we'll wait for the Milli Vanilli episode next time. But I
Yeah.
mean, those are just some of the hip hop things that we like. But
Yeah.
seeing that we're kind of strapped for time.
Yeah.
But appreciate you doing this with me, homie. I mean, this is
Oh, you're
great to get
welcome,
you on
man.
board and talk hip hop for a couple
Yeah.
minutes and pick your head on what kind of music you know you really, really into.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, if you want to plug your socials.
I mean, I'm Jaylen on the tweet on X. Shout out Exhibit and DMX.
I keep forgetting X, man, for real.
But I gotta come up with a new name because it's not Twitter and I don't tweet on there anymore. But and Jaylen on the beat on Instagram. And if you want to get on my threads, I don't think I ever did anything on threads. I just
Me
created a
neither,
thread
not
for them.
yet, yeah.
I got a SoundCloud. I'm on all streaming. Jaylen on the beat. God, I think that's it. I got a YouTube channel. It ain't a whole lot on there. If it's on
Okay.
YouTube, it's probably on Instagram. Save yourself some time, but it's
Right.
on there.
And you got your EP out,
I got
right?
my EP. I
R
got a few.
Rooftop
Got a couple
Views.
EPs. Got some stuff on the way.
A.
I'll just leave it at
Okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I appreciate you having me, Jess, man. You know, it's been a long time coming, man.
Oh, of course, of course. You know what I'm saying? You know, you my brother, you know what I'm saying? I gotta put the spot on
Absolutely.
you as always. You know where you
I
can
appreciate
find all his music is available everywhere. Rooftop Views, all his other EPs.
it. There.
Extraterrestrial is also another sleeper.
Yeah.
I
Oh, I
love that
forgot about
one. That's one
that.
of I've used songs from there too. That's a dope
Yeah.
one. But yeah, you can find me and get your podcast on Twitter, get your podcast on Instagram. You can find me there. Marks and Mics. live 7:30 or 8 p.m. on YouTube. So come check us out. Also, there was a Getting Off episode that I was on. Shout out Bot Shots and Chair Shots. I was on there too. Shout out to all the homies in the calf. If you know, you know. But yeah, man, appreciate you for doing this, homie.
Man, always.